You've probably heard about the hype about Bitcoin, but what about NEO, Dash or Ripple? From next year, one of the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchanges has announced that a swathe of new coins will be added to its platform. It's welcome news for Australian investors who, until now, have been paying a premium on local exchanges. Experts say it means more Australian cash is set to flow into the cryptocurrency world. From Melbourne, Danny Tran prepared this report.
At any time of the day or night, someone is asking Alex Saunders about Bitcoin.
I'm getting tagged in hundreds of things a day now, and messages to my Facebook, comments on YouTube, questions left, right and centre.
He's made so much money that he's quit his job and is now a full-time investor. He also runs Nuggets News, a YouTube channel dedicated to answering crypto questions. The interest in Bitcoin has exploded as much as its price. One Bitcoin is now worth $25,000 and Australians can't get enough. So news that Coinbase, one of the world's biggest digital exchanges, is about to add more cryptocurrencies has Australian investors excited.
So for the average investor that's not too tech savvy, downloading that app on their phone is just going to be such an easy way to get into these new coins rather than having to sign up with different websites and manage more passwords and having the stress of all those different options to get your head around.
Coinbase lists three of the world's most popular coins, Bitcoin, Litecoin and Ethereum. It's now announced it's adding more cryptocurrencies, which are known as altcoins. Professor Jason Potts is from RMIT.
Altcoins, which is pretty much just everything that's not Bitcoin, and there are thousands of these. They actually often have a lot more functionality, but also they're a lot more specific. So, for example, the Power Ledger one, if you want to sort of trade energy peer-to-peer, you use a particular token for that.
There are Australian exchanges that sell altcoins, but they charge a premium price. Australian investors who want a better price often have to sign up to a US exchange and learn how to trade coins like shares. But Coinbase's decision opens up investing to everyone with a credit card and a phone.
What it does is it makes it easier to access a wider variety of crypto assets. In the sense that you're not just constrained to the big two or three.
Coinbase hasn't yet announced which cryptocurrencies will make the cut, but Professor Potts thinks the decision means more Australian cash will flow into the cryptocurrency world.
That'll happen everywhere, and I think we can just sort of see this as a reallocation of Australian households' investment portfolios.
RMIT's Professor Jason Potts ending Danny Tran's report.